track 15, Mike Liggins. The TV star recalls the time he met a Battle of Britain hero.
The archive computer says I made over 6,000 films for the BBC in my 35 years with the corporation. What the computer doesn't say is that many of them were made here in Norfolk. It was always a team effort, of course. There were camera operators, picture editors, planners, producers, graphic designers, and so on. I'm grateful to everyone who helped to get me on air. I'm afraid I can't remember most of the 6,000 films. That's the nature of nightly news, I'm afraid. It comes and goes and is soon forgotten. But a few films do stand out, and some of my favourites I made with the veteran RAF pilot Wing Commander Tom Neill. We first met in 2010 when I was given the task of making a film about the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. Heavily influenced by the 1969 film, which had an all-star cast including Laurence Olivier, Trevor Howard and Michael Caine, I'd always been fascinated by the Battle of Britain. So when I discovered that a pilot who fought in the battle lived close to me in South Norfolk, I was very keen to meet him and tell his story for the BBC. Back in 2010, Tom Neill was 90, but could have passed for 10 or even 20 years younger. He was a tall man with white hair and a very winning smile. We met at the bungalow he shared with his wife, Eileen, in the village of Twaite. Tom was in sparkling form that day. I very rarely did long interviews for TV, 5 or 6 minutes perhaps. It was a waste of time and effort to do much longer. But the interview with Tom went on for 20 minutes or more, and I didn't want it to end. The facts about his time in the RAF are extraordinary. Flying Hurricanes from North Weald in Essex, Tom flew 141 times in the Battle of Britain and shot down 13 enemy aircraft. He was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross in late 1940. Like many veterans who fought at that time, Tom was very matter-of-fact about his war service. He said he had a job to do and he did it. He was also very direct about the consequences of failure at that time. In the interview, I asked him, rather grandly, won't the Battle of Britain always be one of the greatest stories ever told? Tom replied, you don't know how great. Churchill wrote a book, he said, called The Hinge of Fate. The Battle of Britain was a hinge. And let me tell you this, had the Germans invaded, which they came close to doing, they would have won. No question about it. The 2010 interview became two films for BBC Look East. I still have them on file today and occasionally watch them back. Tom's contribution was brilliant, but the combination of his old photos, archive film and those very famous recordings of Winston Churchill created something very moving. We went on to make three more short films together, I think. Tom Neill died in 2018, just a few days short of his 98th birthday. I went to his funeral at Framingham Piggott. A lone Spitfire flew over the churchyard that day in tribute. It was quite a moment, I can tell you. Tom wasn't at all sentimental about his legacy. He thought the men and women who served in the Battle of Britain would probably be soon forgotten. I disagreed with him. And as the years go by, I really hope he's proved to be wrong. The last word here must go to Tom and his abiding memory of 1940. He had a wonderful way with words, as you'll hear. I'm thinking of lying on the grass in the countryside, he said, looking at the clouds as they roll by. There's always a Spitfire flying past in the distance. the sound of the engine, nothing else. It's a happy, happy recollection. I don't think about the fighting at all.
Well, that's all for the August 2024 edition, and I hope you have enjoyed listening to our Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Thanks go to readers Kevin Ford, Jill Jewell and John Francis, as well as columnists Mike Liggins, Nina Nana and Norfolk Magazine's editor Emma Lee. Additional thanks go to our wonderful sound recordist Catherine Rose. Please have a lovely August, and Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine will be back with you in September. For now, it's goodbye from me, Sally Abbott. Thank you.